Let me set the political scene for a moment. We are roughly 3 months from midterm elections, and the shape of Republican power in Congress depends heavily on how Trump's endorsement machinery performs in the remaining primary contests. The data coming out of this cycle shows that machinery faltering in ways that should worry the White House political team.
The numbers tell a specific story. Trump's endorsed candidates in contested primaries have been winning at a lower rate than in 2022 and substantially lower than the 2020 cycle. Some of this reflects the natural dynamics of incumbency protection. It's harder to unseat people as the party controls more seats. But some of it reflects genuine breaks within the Republican coalition between MAGA loyalists and what you might call the defense establishment and Chamber of Commerce wings, which have been quietly funding primary challengers against some Trump picks.
The endorsement that goes wrong is politically costly beyond the individual race because it signals that the president's political capital doesn't translate automatically into electoral outcomes. Donors update their models. Ambitious Republican politicians in cycle 4 and 5 start calculating whether they need the endorsement or can afford to distance themselves. That's the structural risk here. Not any single loss, but the cumulative signal.
Meanwhile, Congressman Jamie Raskin, one of the most prominent progressive Democrats in the House, publicly declared he agrees 1,000% with Joe Rogan on the Truth a PI scheme. Now, that's a sentence that would have seemed hallucinatory 2 years ago. So let's explain what's actually happening. The Truth a PI appears to refer to concerns about the way Truth Social, Trump's social media platform, has been monetizing or potentially manipulating its application programming interface to generate data flows that benefit specific parties financially. Rogan flagged concerns about this on his podcast, and Raskin, whose background is in constitutional law, is essentially saying the underlying legal and consumer protection concerns are legitimate regardless of the political packaging.
The political value for Raskin here is obvious. Anytime a Democrat can find genuine common ground with Rogan's audience, that's a signal-sending moment about coalition building. But the substantive question is whether the Truth API concerns rise to the level of a regulatory or criminal referral. That's where Raskin's legal background actually matters. He's not just expressing solidarity, he's implicitly saying there might be a legal theory here worth pursuing.
California's proposed wealth tax is generating its own political and economic debate, and Mark Cuban weighed in forcefully this week. His argument is essentially that the tax, which would apply a percentage levy to assets beyond a certain threshold, including unrealized gains, would cause startup founders and early-stage investors to relocate before a liquidity event triggers a major tax burden. Cuban knows this world intimately from his own experience with Broadcast.com, and Mark's argument is grounded in actual behavior patterns, not theory.
The economic literature on wealth taxes is genuinely mixed, and I think it's worth being honest about that complexity. Sweden implemented and then repealed a wealth tax partly because of capital flight. France's experience with its ISF wealth tax was similar. On the other hand, Norway maintains a wealth tax and hasn't seen the catastrophic founder exodus that critics predicted. California's specific circumstances, its concentration of venture-backed startups, the fact that founders often have highly illiquid equity tied up in pre-IPO companies, and the availability of alternative domiciles in Texas, Florida, and Nevada with zero income tax make it a different case than the European examples.
The timing also matters politically. Newsom is widely expected to make a presidential run in 2028, or whenever the next Democratic opening appears, and he needs to balance progressive tax policy credibility with a track record that doesn't suggest he drove the tech industry out of his state. The Cuban warning gives him a politically convenient reason to slow walk or reshape the wealth tax if he needs an off-ramp.
Elon Musk's announcement that X will now display government censorship requests publicly deserves its own moment here. The platform says it will show users which government agencies worldwide have requested content removal, along with the legal justification cited. If implemented rigorously, that's actually a meaningful transparency tool. Civil liberties organizations have spent years arguing for exactly this kind of mandatory disclosure. The irony that it's coming from Musk's X, which has faced its own content moderation controversies, isn't lost on anyone, but the policy itself, evaluated on its merits, moves toward greater accountability.